evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. I know, Trainer, I'm really looking forward to learning and hearing from. But before we get into things, I just want to a couple of quick reminders that we have the contest going on this month through the month of November. We're going to give away two free tickets to the Oklahoma City Thunder basketball game that we'll be all attending as a group when we have our team retreat in March. In order to get into that drawing, you just simply need to market 10 memberships this month or bring on three new team members. So 10 membership sales, three new team members, you get your name in the hat, and then we'll have the drawing and announce the winners after the month of November is completed. So definitely want to take advantage of that. Definitely take advantage of all the relaxed requirements the company's put in place for us, the veterans promotion fee throughout the rest of this week. Really some phenomenal things to be able to take advantage of and really set yourselves up to launch your business, actually catapult your business into the new year. So take advantage of those things. If you haven't gotten registered for our team retreat, you need to go to our team's website and do that. And at our call today, there is a couple more rooms available at the Host Hotel in Oklahoma City for our team retreat. You can go ahead and get your room reserved for that event too. So you can register for the event, you get your room reserved, finish up those performance club points, get those sales in, bring in those new team members so you can get the drawing to go set with us at that basketball game in March. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get right into the heart of the call and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a millionaire club member, a six-figure income earner, a platinum executive director. But the most important thing to me, guys, is he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
You're clear, really clear.
All right, Jeremy. Well, I want to congratulate you and Stephanie for being recognized in Platinum World. What does that mean to you, son?
Well, it's just, it's really a great honor, but Stephanie and I, we just congratulate our team. They've just been doing some phenomenal things for the last few months. All the executive, top executive directors and their organizations, the ones that we just stand on the shoulders of great men and women. You know, Barbara Manley Wilson and Stephanie Bowley, Sherry Brenda, Virginia Burnett, Chuck Battles, Stephanie. You know, them and their organizations is what allows us to be recognized. And so, like I said, we're just standing on top of the shoulders of some great men and women doing phenomenal things, helping and protecting a lot of people out there. So it's a team honor. It's not a us honor. So,
well, I know you got some great recognition, but you also get a pretty nice little check with that, didn't you?
Yeah, Stephanie spent that $10,000 faster than we got it.
Well, I know you were excited. I know you were able to take your kids to Disney World in Florida and enjoy some of that. And that is just a great honor. I'm extremely proud of you and Stephanie, and all your hard work is really paying off. So keep up the good work, and like I said again, we're all very, very, very proud of your accomplishment.
Well, thank you very much, Dad.
All right, son. I have a quick announcement that Legal Shield's offices are actually going to be closed on Thursday and Friday, the 27th and the 28th. Of course, their staff is going to be processing business received by 2 p.m. Central Time on Wednesday, November the 26th. Then business will not be processed nor counters updated on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, the 27th through the 29th. But the staff is actually going to be coming back in on Sunday, November the 30th. And some things that you need to know about the month end: the last pickup mail will be Friday, November the 28th. And, of course, they'll be accepting the normal UPS deliveries. Direct deposits from Wednesday's business will be submitted on Friday, November the 28th, and any scanned apps must be submitted by 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday, November the 30th. And web support phones will be on from 5 p.m. to 12 midnight Central Time on Sunday, November the 30th. Online reinstatement applications must be submitted by 10 p.m. on Sunday, November the 30th, and new applications submitted via the Internet will be accepted until 12 midnight on Sunday, November the 30th. And, of course, the month-end checks will be cut on November the 26th and mailed out on Monday, December the 1st. So I hope everyone has a safe and prosperous Thanksgiving holiday. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 5 executive director who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years. And that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy, loud and clear. The phone lines seem to be clear for a change, and that's wonderful there. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of Jeremy. I'm sure proud of Stephanie for keeping Jeremy and, you know, kind of keeping him pepped up there and everything like that. But no kidding aside, Randy, what a great team we have. What an absolutely fantastic, great team. And, of course, Shirley Stonecipher, Harlan may be passed, but Shirley was very interested Sunday in how things was going and everything, because after all, she was a part of Harlan, been married to him for 56 years. She's behind us 1,000%. So I want each one of you, our talk will fade a little bit about Harlan as time goes along, but we don't never want to forget him. We don't never want to forget his vision. And for one thing we can do to honor him, we can make this the best December that we've ever had in the history of our organization. And, you know, folks, it's a great time to recruit. It's a great time for people to get into business. And remember, if they become an agent from now to the end of the year, what tax breaks can they get just become an associate or an agent, whichever you prefer to call them, but getting into the business? That's a great point I've used every year this time. As far as you in the group business, what a great time of year to go into an employer and say to that employer, you know, I know things are a little tight. How would you like to give all your employees a gift and spread it over 6 months so it won't hurt your bottom line? Two different times during the Christmas season, I wrote 30-something apps in two different groups just with that very little statement there, because each one of the employers said, oh, man, that would really help me right now. Finances is hard. But those are just some little tips. And I heard Jimmy talking about his team. Well, we're all a team. We're all a teamwork together. We forget what ethnic group we are or anything else because we are one. We are one. And I thank God for such a great team as us. I was able to speak to Tony Hughes' team this weekend. What a great, fantastic team, what a great bunch of people. You know, Randy, our whole team is that away. And tonight I'm going to mispronounce this gentleman's name, so I'm going to apologize up front, apologize over the loudspeakers and every speaker around, because if I do pronounce it, I'm so sorry, because he is one of the best networkers we got in the business today. He's a wonderful, great asset to the Moore Success team. He's a $100,000 ring earner. He's always in the Performance Club and Power 20. He's right there. He's always willing to step up because he doesn't believe that you can lose if you just play the game. See, as long as you're in the ring, you may lose a bout or two, but you're going to win in the end. It's staying with the system. It's being consistently consistent. Always stay in the game. And when you stay in Power 20, when you stay in Performance Club, that's what you're doing. You're staying in the game. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said before, one of the best recruiters on our team and a good friend, a good addition to the Moore Success team, Mr. Brandon Semnagel. I'm sorry I pronounced it wrong. I apologize, sir.
It's okay, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Loud and clear, and it's an honor to have you on tonight.
Well, thank you so very much, sir, and it's truly an honor to be invited to tonight's call, obviously part of the Moore Success team as well, and just to be invited and be on the phone with true greatness, and just want to say thank you, sir, to you so very much, because if it wasn't for you, we would not, none of us would be here today, and to Mr. Moore, Randy Moore and Jeremy Moore, and congratulations, Mr. Jeremy Moore, for, you know, sticking in the platinum world. What an incredible accomplishment, and you know, it's truly well deserved. And you know, I'm just excited, folks. I truly am. I just got out of an amazing conference, you know, with Mr. Les Brown and Kim Kiyosaki, and some great, great individuals that you know, we truly grow our minds with. And you know, I'm just, it could not be a better time to be in the world of Legal Shield. And I just want to share my quick story and really get into some important topics that I'd like to talk about, as it's an honor to be invited onto tonight's team call to really share my story. It was a handful of years ago that my wife and I were introduced to Legal Shield, Emily and I. Prior to Legal Shield, you know, I did everything my parents taught me to, you know, do, as so many of you were taught the same thing, is to go to school to get the good grades, go out there and get the good job. And I found myself working in the mortgage industry. Used to work for one of the largest mortgage companies in the world, actually AmeriQuest Mortgage. Have two beautiful daughters, a 4-year-old and a 14-year-old, a beautiful wife, and life was good back then. However, over 20,000 of us were laid off. In about 5 minutes, AmeriQuest Mortgage was the first subprime mortgage lender to really get turned upside down, and over 20,000 of us once again were laid off, and I was devastated. You know, it truly was. At that moment in my life, I realized never again will I allow 100% of my income come from 100% of what I do, because we know that's called scary. I witnessed that firsthand, and I just remember calling my wife, you know, explaining to her that we no longer have an income. You know, the income was great in the corporate structure in the mortgage industry. However, we didn't have a single dime, and we didn't have nothing to go back to. And at that moment, we lost a lot. We moved with my mother-in-law, and, you know, we were very thankful and got humbled extremely quick. And I'm just very thankful for her for allowing us to come in. But I was devastated, you know, as a praying family that we are. I went out there and I played the resume game, every resume game, you know, we can possibly play. However, I got picked up by a couple mortgage companies, and they end up turning upside down as well. And I got so desperate, I was just begging grocery stores and, you know, retail stores to whatever I had to do, you know, stock the cabinets or clean the toilets or whatever I have to do just to make minimum wage, whatever that was back then, just to be able to generate some extra income to feed my family. I would have done anything just to make a few extra dollars to, obviously legal, to be able to, you know, take care of my wife and daughter time. Now we have two daughters, but it just wasn't working in favor for us. And, you know, first off, just the power of prayer and the power of belief and faith, it's just, it's amazing to know that it will rock your world. And we got introduced to Legal Shield in a living room by my mother-in-law's best friend. Simply invited us over at a private business reception and showed us the DVD on the company. Now, we were absolutely inspired by the company and the product and the opportunity. And we were inspired because we knew that everybody we knew needed this. And it was simple as just showing people, you know, DVDs that she showed us showed us the DVD, and, you know, getting herself out of the way and getting ourselves out of the way and getting an expert on the line and, you know, building for events. And, you know, because of that system, you know, it allowed us to, our first 9 months in the business, generate an extra $16,000. And, you know, just fast forward a little bit, 12 months later, we generate an extra $67,000. And by our third year, the company paid us over a six-figure income, and we're honored and privileged to receive the six-figure ring from Mr. Stonecipher. Just an honor to represent just an amazing company. And really the light bulb went on at that moment in our life, knowing that, wow, I never thought I can, you know, be successful working from home with an incredible company like this. And so, you know, tonight, folks, you know, just there's a handful of things that I definitely want to talk about. And, you know, it's so important as individuals just to, you know, be able to reprogram our mindset with the industry that, you know, we're currently involved in. You know, obviously Legal Shield, the identity theft industry, we know it's a $100 billion industry, actually over $300 billion industry. Identity theft, you know, every day there's 35,000 new victims of identity theft. The thieves aren't going to stop doing what they're doing, and attorneys aren't going to drop their fees to $20 an hour. And you know, we know that we have two of the most comprehensive program services in the entire marketplace. And, you know, those voids are being filled. And as we all know, if we can find a void in this country and fill it, we can be financially free. And so those are the first two voids, obviously the identity theft and the legal system, and then, of course, the financial situation, folks. But just to understand of the direct sales, network marketing, networking industry that we are part of, you know, this is an industry that outperformed, ladies and gentlemen, the organic natural industry, the NFL industry, the music industry. Matter of fact, the gross sales last year in 2014 were $178 billion with a B. We outperformed all those industries. And to know that our industry, ladies and gentlemen, is paying out over $200 million a day in commissions to folks in our industry. Think about that, $200 million a day in commission to the industry that we are part of. And just working back to understand that, you know, we have a priceless opportunity, and this ship is moving. We know that there's so many legends on this call, and you all obviously, you know, would agree as our mentors that the Legal Shield ship is moving in an industry that is not looked at as something that people don't want to be part of. This is now a profession, folks, that we are all part of. It's the wave of the future as far as delivering our service to the American and Canadian brothers and sisters. And so we have to understand and really reprogram our mind, as I have to reprogram my mind every single day, my wife and I, you know, with personal growth, personal development, you know, because that's everything. You know, that is everything, what we're reading. You know, every single day, are we reading, you know, a few pages, 10 pages of a good book? Are we turning our drive into Road Time University? You know, are we associating with the right association? Are we, you know, attending the seminars or our weekly events to be able to grow our mind? Because it's all about, are we growing? Are we becoming better today than we were yesterday? See, we all know in our business, 90% of all success is our philosophies. It's our mental attitude that we have to play. Now, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I have wars in my mind, you know, as an individual. Once we know how to control our mind, we have more wars in my mind, and we all have that. You could be successful. No, you can't, Brandon. You could be a performance club. No, you can't. You could be a six-figure ring earner. No, you can. You could be a $250,000. No, you can. And then we have to reprogram our mind, and I have to do it every single day to be able to stay in the game, folks, because we all know our mind is it's a database, you know. And we thoughts grow, thoughts manifest in a good or a bad way, and all those thoughts that come into our mind, they're either going to grow or in a positive or a negative way. And it's so easy as an individual like myself to nourish those and accept them and, you know, grow them. And, you know, we have to hold those philosophies, you know, out of our mindset every single day and just reprogram and to understand that we are leaders in this space. Now, we know the company is the 1,000-pound gorilla, from MidOcean Partners to Kroll to Legal Shield to everything. They are 1,000-pound gorillas in what they do, but we are too in our own space. You know, everything rises and falls on leadership, and we know that, folks. You know, the speed of the leaders will always determine the speed of the pack. And so first things first is we all have to decide that we're going to commit to the process. We're going to commit to staying in the game. We're going to commit to the personal development, the personal growth, and constantly, you know, build an organization around personal development and build an organization around leadership, because the biggest earners in this industry, in our company, you know, they're leaders. You know, they're ODing on PD. They are truly ODing on PD, on personal development, because that's what attracts the success and the abundance into their lives, which obviously is broken down into making sure we're doing daily affirmations and the power of prayer and living a life of gratitude and living a life of love and living a life of integrity and doing the right thing day in, day out, even though when others aren't looking. So those positive principles that we're applying daily, they're going to start compounding until it gets to a level that massive momentum is in your life, which we know it only takes about 6 to 9 months to create momentum, you know, in your life, in your business. And so first things first, leaders, you know, just to really understand that, I have to understand and tell myself, myself every day, it's all about becoming better today than we were yesterday. And to be able to master staying in phase one activity. And so what I want to talk about is phase one activity, and then I'm going to wrap up with a little bit of confidence. But phase one activity is crucial because we all know that we're in the voluntary army. Now, it doesn't matter if we're building a team or if we're doing group sales or B2B or, you know, into the different, you know, insurance or real estate, or we're building a business. But it's all about staying in phase one activity because we are in the voluntary business. We are in that industry versus the management industry, but it takes over 10,000 hours to master a craft. And so we as leaders, we want to keep the main thing, and that's phase one. That's IPA, as we call it. That's income-producing, you know, activity. And I love what my mentors have taught me in the industry. You know, you double digits in exposures, double digits will keep the commission checks coming daily. Double digit exposures will keep commission checks coming daily. And so as leaders, we have to organize ourselves and understand that 78% roughly of our day needs to be in phase one activity. That's personal prospecting. Why? Because the team is going to do what the team is going to do. 15% of that day, it needs to be in personal development. 7% of that day is administration stuff, the before, the after production hours. It's handling the paperwork and making sure we're serving, and you know, we're obviously building massive retention, which I'm a big guy on retention, you know, holding a persistency of well over 90% every single month for a very, very long time. But then 0% of our time is dealing with negativity. We are not dealing with negativity as leaders. You know, we solve problems because we all know that our income is determined by the size of the problems that we solve, and that's what leaders do. But if somebody is not wanting to create a solution and they're causing the problem, you know, we completely dismantle that concern. So 78% of our time is in phase one activity, personally prospecting. You know, I've been taught that as I used to talk to the team, the leaders during the day, and I realized, like my wife says, Brandon, you know, do they own a membership? Yes. Do you own a membership? Yes. Do they own a business? Yes. Do you own a business? Yes. Then why are we talking to them right now? We need to talk after production hours, because during production hours, we're building a very successful business, folks, a company that's paid out over $1 billion in commissions, a company that's, I don't know, you know, I've heard up to $400,000 a night in commissions are being paid out. And so during the day in production hours, how do we create the most success that we deserve to create the results that we need, which results, as we know, create true lifestyle like the More Success family truly has in their lives. And so what I've been, you know, taught by my mentors is obviously, you know, number one, create your agenda the night before. How many hours are we going to put into our business the night before? If that's 2 hours tomorrow, an hour, 5 hours, 10 hours, and then break it down into quarters. The first 25% of your day needs to be personally prospecting, calling new leads or calling new companies or however you're getting your name out there, you know, personally contacting new folks and walking them through the process of delivering the information. And that's the first 25% of the day. Now, we're not serving the team. We're not promoting for events. We're not doing follow-ups. The first 25% is all about you. It's all about you collecting new data. The second 25% of your time, folks, the second 25% of your day, that's where you're focusing on follow-ups. The fortune is in what? Follow-ups. Immediate follow-ups. So this is where we're not collecting new data. We're not promoting. We're not serving the team. This is where we're doing all of our follow-ups of individuals we have prospect. The third quarter of our day, that's when we're serving the teams. You know, webinars, private conference calls, in-home presentations, welcome calls, three-way calls. We're not building. We're not following up. We're not collecting new data. And the last 25% of the day is building for the next event. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my mentors have told me that the highest paying activity that any of us can ever do in this industry is build for the next event. Build for events. built, whatever that may be. That next event may be a weekly opportunity meeting, maybe a weekly training, it may be a PBR, it may be a PCC, it may be a team event, it may be an international conference. It's promoting into the next event, not through text message, email, but by picking up the good old phone and actually communicating with emotions. And so breaking down our days into quarters the night before and understanding the plan that we have in place. So this is who I'm going to be calling the first 25%. This is who I'm following up. This is who I'm going to work with. This is who I'm going to be promoting. And really balancing our day with IPA, income, producing, activity is the name of the game. Now, leaders, what we got to understand is, and I want you guys to kind of do a, play along with me. I want you to all to put one finger in your ear. Put one finger in your ear. Just kind of put it in your ear and just think about this as you open up your mind as like a parachute. And, the more success team, they know you're successful. They know you're a six-figure ringer. And as your finger's in your ear right now, you have it in your ear. They believe in you as performance can qualify. They believe in you as the biggest network marketer in the industry. They believe in you as the biggest group producer. They believe in you as the biggest B2B producer. They believe in you as the next six-figure income earner and the more success. They believe in you as the next quarter of a million. They believe in you as the next half of a million. They believe in you as the next millionaire. And I don't mean $1 million. I don't mean millionaire club member over your career. I mean $1 million year. I mean seven-figure yearly income earner. The more success team believe in you. And you're probably thinking, why did I have that finger in my ear, your ear? Because if not, it would go in one ear. It would be in one ear out. So it'll go through one ear and one ear out. Well, guess what? You put that finger in your ear and you stopped. You stopped these affirmations from going out of the next ear. It went in one ear and it stayed in your mind, leaders. And that's what we have to understand, that we are in the greatest opportunity. And this ship is moving, folks. The Legal Shield ship is moving. And so I'm going to wrap up with just a couple things, and this is it, just to kind of leave behind with you guys. And really, that's the power of confidence. We as leaders are the more successful. We have to embrace confidence because it will change our life forever. And I'm just going to highlight a few areas just through my, studies of some personal development. But, what will confidence do for you as a man or woman? We know Brian Tracy says the more you learn, the more you earn, the more soft self-confidence you have in yourself. But number one, if you embrace confidence, you will definitely command more respect and influence in your life. We know that leadership is influence, nothing less, nothing more. On number two, it will increase our success, prosperity, and abundance. And so when you have confidence in your life, now we don't mean cockiness, we don't mean arrogance, we mean confidence. We know that you know where you're going. That will increase your success. Number three, you will forget the fears and you will move forward easily and effectively. What does that mean, leaders? Well, we know success is not achieved in our comfort zone, but confidence will allow you to go through that brick wall to fight and overcome any challenges you may have that you're facing in your life. Because, folks, face the facts, challenges are going to happen. That's called life. That's called life. It's not about how hard we get knocked down. It's about how fast we get up. If we're in the mud, it's how fast we can explode out of that mud, leaders and partners. But it will allow us to become more effective presenters, speakers, storytellers. That's what we do. We tell stories about our product. We tell stories about our opportunity. We tell stories about lifestyle. And that's what allows us to do. Next, it will allow us to attract and create extraordinary opportunity in your life. It's called the boomerang effect. It's called the law of success, folks. That we can't worry about how we're going to do it. All we got to do is commit and sell out to the laws of success in the universe, and the universe will rearrange and create the success, the opportunity, and the activity that you need to have. It will allow us to improve your values to yourself and others. It will also allow you to feel amazing in your own skin. When you wake up, just being so thankful and just feeling truly amazed at what you have because of your confidence. It will also allow you to learn to inspire and share your vision. Oh, folks, this is so big because, we as leaders, our vision must be astronomical. Our visions, our goals must be so large because our team feeds off of our vision. We have little vision, little paychecks. Big vision, big paychecks. If we know where we're going as the leaders, The leaders are the team is going to follow through your influence, your goals, your vision, and your organization, and your marketplace. It must outproduce tenfold over anybody else. Why? Because that's
Mr. Moore, do we lose Mr. Samaniego?
I was wondering if we lost everybody for a minute, just blank. We've lost him somewhere, Randy. I don't know what. He was really going good, though. He's really doing a fantastic job.
Well, I appreciate him being on the call tonight. I don't know exactly what happened. I know that everybody is getting prepared for Thanksgiving holidays, and everybody that's on the call tonight, we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, and make sure and get all those apps in before the end of the month, so that you get qualified for your Performance Club and, of course, your Power 20s and, of course, if you're running for ED, your executive director. And with
you
that,
know, Randy, I'm sure you probably mentioned, I didn't catch it, but the veterans for that deal, they're $49, they better be sure they put a paper app in. We've had some people get a little confused and didn't put their paper app in, and it's going to cost them regular price if they don't. So we want to be sure that they do put the paper app in so they'd be for $49, because we always want to take care of our veterans. And I'd say one thing, the young man did a fantastic job. It is teamwork. You know, Randy, we got a powerful team. We're in a war in America today, and that war is what we can do to help the people, whether it's their finances or the legal part. We can help to change America one person at a time, and I believe we are doing that. So I don't know if he's getting back on, probably not on kind of deal, but I want to thank everybody on the team. I wish God's blessing upon them. I want them to have a very happy Thanksgiving. I want us to just keep putting God first, their family second, and Legal Shield third. And ladies and gentlemen, what a great, great group of people you are. And remember, every day, look in the mirror and say, would I like to do business with this person? If not, we'll change the attitude, change the hairdo, do something. But let's go out there and make December the greatest month in this year and the greatest December we've ever had. God bless each and every one of you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.